This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization's regional director for Europe said Thursday the continent is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, accounting for 59% of all cases globally. At a virtual news briefing from Copenhagen, Hans Kluge said the current pace of transmission across the region's 53 countries is of grave concern.
Europe is back at the epicenter of the pandemic, where we were 1 year ago. The difference today is that we know more and we can do more.
Kluge encouraged nations with low vaccination rates to increase coverage, particularly among priority groups such as the elderly. He urged nations with high vaccination rates and ample supply to share with less fortunate countries. Britain on Thursday became the first country in the world to approve the potentially game-changing COVID-19 antiviral pill, jointly developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The oral antiviral drug made headlines last month when testing data suggested that it could lower the chance of being hospitalized or dying from COVID by half for the people most at risk from the disease if it's administered early on in the illness, within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was developed jointly by Merck and a company called Ridgeback Biotherapeutics and is one of several pills being developed by the pharmaceutical industry to treat the virus. Oral treatments are seen as a potential major weapon in the fight against the disease.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government marked a year of war by lashing out Thursday in response to international alarm about hate speech, comparing the rival Tigray forces to a rat that strays far from its hole, and saying the country is close to burying the evil forces. The statement from the government communications service, posted on social media and confirmed by a government spokesman, came amid urgent new efforts to calm the escalating war as a U.S. special envoy arrived and the president of neighboring Kenya and others called for an immediate ceasefire. The war has killed thousands of people and displaced millions since November 2020 and threatens to engulf the capital, Addis Ababa. Thousands of Iranians took to the streets of Tehran to mark the anniversary of the seizure of the U.S. embassy in 1979. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Many could be heard chanting death to America, death to Britain, and death to the sons of Saud. The embassy takeover triggered a 444-day hostage crisis and an end in diplomatic relations that continues to this day. The head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, General Hossein Salami, gave a speech to the crowds denouncing what he described as American aggression. Long simmering tensions between Iran and the U.S. have flared up since the election of ultra-conservative President Ebrahim Raisi. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian analyst who contributed to a dossier of Democratic-funded research into ties between Russia and former President Donald Trump was indicted Thursday on charges of lying to the FBI about his sources of information. The case against Igor Danchenko is part of Special Counsel John Durham's ongoing investigation into the origins of the FBI probe into whether Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia had conspired to tip the outcome of that year's presidential campaign. In the fight to curb climate change, several major coal-using nations announced steps Thursday to wean themselves, at times slowly, off the heavily polluting fossil fuel. The pledges to phase out coal come on top of other promises made at the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, that the head of an international energy organization said trimmed a few tenths of a degree from projections of future warming. Outside experts termed that comment, only in a tweet, not a rigorous report, optimistic. Optimism also abounded in relation to the promises on coal, which has the dirtiest carbon footprint of the major fuels and is a significant source of planet warming emissions. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.